Thank you for calling customer service. This is Trevor speaking. How may I help you today?
Hi, can you tell me where Brittany is, if she's around?
No, ma'am. This is a call center, so there's a lot of people on the clock on and off. There were some people work from home. We really can't necessarily direct a call to
Okay,
one.
well, I talked to Brittany, but I've talked to Ronald first, then I talked to Brittany about these products that came to me, and I want to get them back to you. So they gave me an address in Denver to send them back. And then Brittany told me to call her, and I'm using this number, to tell her that I have this smartwatch thing and I'm sending it back. My name is Ann, A-N-N, Borges, B-O-R-G-E-S. And I'm sending them back to this address in Denver, Colorado.
Right, give me one moment while I look through your account. All right, can you verify that address for me?
6932 Azalea, San Jose, California.
Give me one second while I look through this account, okay?
Okay. You still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just asking my supervisor exactly what I need to do with your account, okay?
Okay, because I admit I'm the idiot that didn't read the fine print. We saw the smartwatch. It came. We plugged it in. It didn't work. We thought, ha ha ha, it said it was free. We're the idiots, but that's all right. It was free. So we just tossed it. Then I called my husband and said, do you remember where you tossed it? And he said, yeah, just in a drawer. So I found it. It never worked. The AirPods we were just looking at today for the first time. And I'm like, what? Why am I being charged this money? I thought these guys were free. And then she said, I didn't read the fine print, which is on me. I'm an idiot. I'll never do this again. She said something about there was a warranty. You didn't do something about the warranty. And I said, well, no, we thought it was free and it didn't work. And we figured if it was free, that's why it didn't work. So a guy named Ronald said, send stuff back to Colorado. So that's what I'm doing. And I just wanted my money back and to say, I admit
Yes,
I'm an
ma'am.
idiot, and I want my money back.
All right, so we did refund you $50 of that $59.95 minus the $9.95 restock fee.
Okay.
So you should be seeing that $50 in the next 3 to 5 days, but we do need to receive that product back in Denver, Colorado. I also have a cancellation number because whoever you spoke with, I think you said Ronald. He didn't cancel out your account for some reason or another, so I did do that and make sure that you won't
Thank you.
receive any more products and or any more charges from our company. All right.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the post office right now and put this in like an Amazon. I got something from Amazon yesterday. I'm just going to reuse the same mailer and send it back. Okay, is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a cancellation number if I can provide you with that.
Oh, well, loving that. Okay, cancellation number. I'm typing it down. Hold on. Okay, what's that number?
It's going to be C as in cat, B as in boy, 5290, F as in fish, B as in boy, 833. And that's all.
And do I put that in there with the bag or something, even when I ship
No,
it?
ma'am, I'm just giving that to you just in case. Like just what just happened, I just looked at your account and all I seen was, that you have called. It didn't really note what exactly you have called about, so I just went ahead and canceled that. So if you were to call again, you could just say, hey, look, I canceled my account and here's a way I can prove I canceled my account, and you just give them that cancellation number.
Okay, well, you know what? You've been very helpful and very nice, and I really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You've been one of the nicer calls I've received today, so I appreciate it as well.
I think Ronald thinks I'm the witch from the Far West because I was so confused. I was like, I don't understand what happened, and I just want to cancel it. First, I thought it was a fraudulent action on my bank account. So I was going through the bank and they said, no, 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 you got to try this first. Here are these numbers to call. So she gave me from the bank, gave me these numbers, and I'm sorry, I just was really confused by the whole thing. And, you know, rack it up to old age and stupidity. Sorry.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.